18th century was the age of the salon, and Madame Brillon's salon offered something novel. Here, the young Anne-Louise Brillon de Joie placed music at the center of her gatherings. She herself was the main focus, playing contemporary music, including her own compositions. Her house in Paris was one of the first places that Charles Burney visited when undertaking his tour of France. He described her as one of the finest female keyboard players of the day, playing with great ease, taste, and feeling. Brillon is captured in a portrait by Fragonard, showing a vibrant young woman in a yellow dress with dramatic collar, leaning over a large book of music. In the background is her special English square piano, sent over from London by J.C. Bach. On this, she performed the latest works by composers such as Boccherini and Schobert, who also dedicated works to her. Madame Brillon composed about 90 works, including music for voice, keyboard, harp, and cello. She even tried out a trio for harpsichord, square piano, and German forte piano, the three keyboard instruments in her house. Brillon's music was not published, and like many female composers of the day, her music was written for her own private sphere. Benjamin Franklin became her close friend during his 8 years in Paris. He attended her salons and dined with her and her family twice a week. He wrote, "She kindly entertains me and my grandson with little concerts, a dish of tea, and a game of chess. I call this my opera, for I rarely go to the opera in Paris." Madame Brillon's life changed dramatically shortly after Franklin left Paris, and the French Revolution brought an abrupt end to her gracious Parisian lifestyle. She fled the capital and took refuge in the Normandy countryside, where her brother-in-law had a chateau. There's evidence that she continued to perform and compose right up to her death at the age of 80. This year, Brillon's piano sonatas have been recorded for the first time. Here, Nicholas Hogarth plays Allegro Molto Moderato from Brillon's second piano sonata. It's full of features of the time, with the Alberti bass and the lyrical melodic part heard in various ranges of the piano.
Thank you.
That was Anne-Louise Brillon's de Joie's second sonata, the Allegro Molto Moderato movement. It was played by Nicholas Horvath on the piano. To hear this bonbon again, go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR 101.3.